Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Simple Activities for Seniors, an activity book for dementia and Alzheimer's care to reduce boredom, ease agitation. Encouraged by Danis Helsmoot is a practical activity resource for caregivers, families, and care settings supporting older adults with dementia or Alzheimer's disease. The book belongs to the Dementia Care Activity Book category rather than the Clinical Manual category. Its purpose is not to diagnose, treat, or explain the full science of cognitive decline, but to give caregivers structured, low-demand ways to engage seniors who may struggle with attention, memory, communication, or restlessness. Based on its positioning and available information, the book emphasizes simple instructions, accessible formats, and activities that can be used in home care. Assisted living, or memory care routines. Its central value is pragmatic. It gives caregivers a ready source of manageable engagement ideas intended to reduce passive time. Support emotional steadiness, and create moments of connection without overwhelming the participant. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, low-complexity activities designed for reduced attention and memory capacity. A defining feature of the book is its focus on activities that are intentionally simple. In dementia and Alzheimer's care, complexity can quickly become a barrier because memory loss, slower processing, and reduced concentration make multi-step tasks frustrating. The value of a low-complexity activity book is that it does not assume the participant can follow long instructions, solve demanding puzzles, or sustain effort for extended periods. Instead, it provides engagement that can be approached in short sessions and adjusted according to the abilities of the individual. This design principle matters because the goal is not performance or achievement in the ordinary sense. The goal is participation, attention, and comfort. A simple task can be successful even when completed partially, with help, or in a modified form. For caregivers, this reduces the pressure to constantly invent suitable activities. It also lowers the risk that an activity will create embarrassment or confusion. The book, therefore, reflects an important dementia care principle: accessible engagement is often more useful than intellectually ambitious stimulation. Secondly, purposeful engagement as a response to boredom, agitation, and restlessness. The title positions boredom and agitation as core problems the book is meant to address. This reflects a common challenge in dementia care when a person has long periods without meaningful occupation. Distress may appear as pacing, repetitive questioning, irritability, withdrawal, or anxious behavior. The book approaches activity as purposeful engagement rather than mere distraction. A structured task gives the person something concrete to notice, handle, sort, remember, discuss, or complete, depending on the type of activity being used. This can redirect attention away from discomfort and create a more predictable emotional environment. The reasoning is practical rather than clinical. Caregivers often need tools that can be introduced quickly during difficult periods and that do not require specialized equipment or professional training. By collecting simple activities in one place, the book helps transform idle time into manageable interaction. Its usefulness depends on sensitive use. If an activity feels too difficult or childish, it may increase frustration. When matched to the individual, however, simple engagement can support calmer routines and reduce avoidable distress. Thirdly, caregiver-friendly structure for home, assisted living, and memory care routines. The book is aimed not only at seniors, but also at the people who organize their daily care. This caregiver-oriented structure is important because many family members and support workers face the same practical problem: they know activity is beneficial, but they do not always know what to do in the moment. A resource of simple activities can function as a menu that reduces decision fatigue. It can be used during quiet afternoons, before meals, after episodes of agitation, or as part of a predictable daily rhythm. The book is likely most useful when caregivers treat it flexibly rather than as a fixed program. Dementia symptoms change from day to day, and an activity that works in the morning may not work later. The caregiver must observe mood, energy, attention, and physical comfort. In this sense, the book supports a partnership model of care. It supplies prompts, but the caregiver remains responsible for pacing, encouragement, simplification, and knowing when to stop. Its practical strength lies in helping routine become less empty and more intentional. Fourthly, sensory reminiscence and cognitive prompts that support connection rather than testing. Available information places the book within the tradition of dementia activity guides that include cognitive, sensory, and reminiscence-based engagement. This distinction is important because dementia activities should not feel like examinations. A memory-based prompt can be useful when it invites recognition, preference, emotion, or conversation, but it becomes counterproductive if it pressures the person to give correct answers. Similarly, puzzles and games can offer stimulation, but their value lies in engagement rather than scorekeeping. Sensory activities may be especially helpful because touch, color, rhythm, sound, and familiar objects can remain meaningful even when verbal memory is weakened. Reminiscence-based prompts can also help preserve identity by connecting the person with familiar themes, routines, or personal associations. The book appears to fit this care philosophy by emphasizing gentle, accessible participation. The deeper benefit is relational. Activities give caregivers a reason to sit with the person, observe responses, offer reassurance, and share attention. In dementia care, that shared attention can be as important as the activity itself. Lastly, practical limitations and the need to match activities to disease stage. A realistic reading of the book should recognize its limits. But activity books for dementia care are helpful tools, but they are not complete care plans and cannot replace medical guidance, occupational therapy, environmental assessment, or individualized behavioral support. The effectiveness of any activity depends on the stage of cognitive decline, the person's history, physical abilities, sensory limitations, mood, and current level of fatigue. Someone in early or moderate cognitive decline may enjoy simple puzzles, sorting tasks, or reminiscence prompts, while someone in advanced dementia may need more sensory-based or hand-over-hand support. The book is therefore best understood as a flexible resource rather than a universal solution. Its activities may also need adaptation for vision problems, arthritis, hearing loss, low literacy, or language changes. This limitation does not diminish its value. It clarifies how it should be used. The strongest application is careful selection by a caregiver who watches for signs of interest, calmness, frustration, or overstimulation and adjusts the task accordingly. In conclusion, Simple Activities for Seniors is best suited for family caregivers, activity coordinators, home care aides, and memory care staff who need practical engagement ideas for older adults living with dementia or Alzheimer's disease. Its benefit is mainly practical. It can reduce the burden of planning, provide easy starting points for interaction, and help turn unstructured time into calmer, more meaningful moments. Readers looking for a medical explanation of dementia, a research-heavy care framework, or a highly individualized therapy plan may need additional resources. The book stands out in its category by emphasizing simplicity, accessibility, and day-to-day usability rather than complex programming. Many dementia care books explain why engagement matters, but caregivers often need something more immediate, an activity they can open to, understand quickly, and adapt without special preparation. That is the realistic niche this book occupies. Its differentiating value is not originality in a theoretical sense, but concentration on low-pressure activities that can be used when attention is limited, agitation is rising, or the caregiver needs a structured way to connect. Used thoughtfully, it can support dignity, comfort, and participation, while reminding caregivers that success is measured by engagement and ease, not by perfect completion. If you would like to support Danis Helsmoot, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.